This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Nice to have you back again. Continuing our series on self-esteem, last week we talked about learning media literacy, how to be unique in amongst a media world that says uniqueness is not really what we want, but it is what we want. We are all original. We are all unique for great reason. Wendy, moving into talking about originality as a concept, how do we work out our unique attributes or building up our originality?
Okay, there's lots of different things you can do. I mean, the first foundational thing you need to understand is, you know, if you were like the person next to you, we were all the same, how dull will the world be? You know, like I just think how boring, you know.
Or way too crazy, because if everyone was that loud personality, you'd get nothing done.
Yeah, so true. I mean, you know, in a workplace or a soccer team, if everyone was the same, things would not work. You know, you need the person who's good at detail. You need the person that's good at numbers. You need the person who's good at talking to people. You need Laura who can talk on the radio. You know, like you need all the things that may make a workplace tick. They make a home alive, because there's variety. But, you know, so just recognizing that not one strength is better than another. They're all valuable. So that's a good place to look and think, okay, I'm an original. Things in my life are valuable. One of the things I find in my office as a careers advisor is, you know, obviously kids say to me, well, I don't know what to do with the rest of my life. But one of the things, particularly for teenagers in the whole structured environment of school where you've got the trials have been going on in recent weeks, the HSC trials, and, you know, the HSC is coming up. It's all about grades and marks and ranks and ATARs. And
that by itself is overwhelming enough, let alone trying to get the right results.
And while they're also feeling, you know, probably inadequate in different ways in their life and feeling that pressure to be something, and they're graded. I mean, that's okay for the very academic child, but, you know, most kids are average, you know, and I don't mean that in a negative way. Yeah. I just mean that there's lots of other strengths in their life. And I spend a lot of my time in my office helping to highlight kids' strengths, helping them to find their thing. You know, just recently I had a kid in my office who said, look, I'm hopeless at school. And I said, well, what do you like to do? She said, well, I'm good at art. And, you know, she's not hopeless at school. She's amazing. So I went and had a look at her major work and, you know, we discussed things that she could do with art. She said, oh, I didn't know I could have a career in art. And, you know, like she has those strengths. So one of the things is locating your strengths and understanding, you know, you are an original. There's this Oscar Wilde quote. He says, be yourself because everyone else is taken.
I love that quote. I think there's T-shirts that have been made about that. And I've been so tempted to buy one on many an occasion because it's so true. And it's, you can only, I think there's another quote that says something like, you can only be the best version of yourself.
Yeah.
You can't be a good version of anyone else.
Yeah.
You can only be the best version of you. And I love that whole concept because it's actually true. It's not just a nice thought.
So true. So, you know, I love people. I love communicating. I love writing and I love talking. They're my things, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I find numbers and I find structure and systems frustrating. I'm always in trouble for handing in the wrong form at school. You know, which excursion form am I meant to do? And that's okay because I'm employed for the people skills, for the communication skills. And so it's really finding out what your strengths are. And that doesn't mean that I'm hopeless because I don't like those things. They just mean I'm not made that way. I'm not wired that way. So, and it's the same with you, Laura. You know, you're gifted to communicate, but there's going to be skills in teenagers' lives. They've got to find those things. And one of the things, really, a really practical thing, is just to try some new things. So give things a go. It doesn't matter. You know, you might join a hockey team and it doesn't work out so well, but that's okay. You just think, oh, well, I'm not meant to play hockey. Or you might try an art class, or you might, you know, there's just so many things you can try. And that's part of developing who you are and finding out your strengths. And you don't have to be an Olympic as we've talked about in the Olympics in recent weeks. You don't have to be an Olympic. You can just enjoy that activity. And that's one of the things that builds self-esteem, is not only trying new things, but finding activities that make you feel good about your week.
Yeah. And one of the things you notice as well in the Olympics is the thing that takes away from a good self-esteem is comparison. And you see what I love about them, each individual athlete, the good ones, the ones that really like make it work, they're not comparing themselves to the other ones. They're aware of what everyone around them is doing, yes, because it is a race, it is a competition, but they're there to set their own personal best. They're there to set their personal goal and achieve what they've set out. And what they've set out could be a number of different things. It could be to better themselves from the last race, or it could be to win gold, whatever it might be. But they're functioning from a self-awareness and a knowledge of what they want to achieve for themselves, not actually looking to the person or the left or the right and comparing, because comparison is the thing that takes away from a positive self-esteem rather than builds it up.
So good. And yeah, their personal whole, that's how they function. That's how they get to the Olympics, because they're continually, you know, building their personal best.
Yeah.
What's really interesting in the Olympics, which we sort of had a bit of a chat to about, was the different body shapes for the different athletes.
Yes.
And we won't mention the swimmers.
No. We're not going to talk about how awesome they are. Yes.
But no, they all got different body shapes because they have to build different strengths to do those particular sports. And we're the same. If we, you know, the whole psychology at the moment, you know, in counseling, and looking at helping people in marriages and teenagers are looking at the positive aspects, are looking at building strengths. When we build the right muscles physically, we're able to do the right sport. But when we build the strengths in our own life, we're going to flourish. That's the bottom line. So a whole lot of school and the environment for teenagers is trying to fix their weaknesses, which, you know, obviously that's important when you're learning to read and write and etc. But when we're going out in the big wide world, it's our strengths that hopefully we're going to use. They're the things that make a difference. So I think, you know, just being aware, you know, not to compare yourself. You can get that truth. Don't compare yourself, that you are an original. You're going to do well in life.
Wendy, again, so many great thoughts. Thank you so much for sharing them with us. And we'll catch you next week for our final discussion on self-esteem. We'll see how we go with that. There is so much we can cover in this. Wendy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Laura.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.